Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the Mets lost to the Boston Red Sox by a final score of 3-1, continuing their limp offense, I flipped on over to the Phillies-Rockies game because first place was on the line. And as you may recall, WFAN Sean Morash made a bet with me. He was so confident the Mets were going to win the division, he said it'll be wire to wire. And if somehow the Mets ever fall out of first place, I will come to work dressed, painted in orange and blue. But if the Mets did go wire to wire, which of course I'm rooting for as a diehard Met fan, I would gladly at the end of the season dress up as a Yankee pinstripe. But last night after the Mets lost and dropped into a tie with the Phillies, I'm watching Phillies-Rockies, and I'm hoping, because I put my fandom above anything else, except for family, of course, I was hoping that Sean would survive. I was rooting for the Rockies, they're nursing a 3-1 lead. Then the Phillies are fighting back. It was 3-2 Rockies, and I passed out. And I woke up this morning to find out that the Colorado Rockies, who are maybe the worst team ever assembled, they're 8-39, found a way to blow this game to the Phillies. And as we all speak today on this Tuesday, May 20th, the New York Mets are a second-place team.
Womp, womp, womp.
Sean Morash, you will have to dress in orange and blue. But before we get to that, one quick question before we get to your calls. May 20th, 2:29 p.m., will the New York Mets ever see first place by themselves again?
The NL East is over!
Tommy Lugauer, will the Mets see a first place ever again?
Absolutely, 100,000, gamillion, gajillion percent.
Tiki Barber, will the New York Mets ever see first place again?
Of course they'll see first place again.
Of course! Of course!
You think they're conceding? For the rest, or seeding it for the rest of the season?
I didn't say anything like that. I'm asking you your baseball opinion on if they'll ever see first place again. That's all.
Yes, of course.
Of course. Okay.
They might see first place tonight.
They may. That's assuming the Rockies help out. Sean Morash, since you are typical of our generation, the generation who deals in extremes, such as Juan Soto's contract is a disaster, the Mets should just trade him back to the Yankees.
I have not said that. I actually think he's going to be fine.
Will you say the Mets will see first place ever again?
I'm abstaining from comment.
Mm. What does that mean?
What it means is my Cinco de Fivo today is the five most likely dates the Mets return to first place.
Oh, so, okay.
That's a radio tease for you. My number one will be the day I expect it.
That is a vertical tease? Horizontal tease?
I don't know.
Vertical.
It's a tease for 2.5 hours from now.
Listen at 5:07 p.m. and you'll hear it.
I will agree with positive Tommy and Tiki. I think the Mets will see first place again, but it may not be for a couple of days, potentially.
Yeah. Could be.
Could be. Phillies are playing the Rockies and then the A's. And the Mets are dealing with this offensive slump as they battle the Boston Red Sox and then the Los Angeles Dodgers. Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019, the toll-free number. Let us kick things off with Jeff in the Bronx. Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Good.
Not bad.
Listen, guys, you got to stop sugarcoating this Soto stuff, man. Listen, it's not because he's doing bad. With the Padres, he batted 246. He was still shuffling. Mm-hmm. He was still smiling. He was still hustling. Listen, his heart is not in this, man. The body language does not lie. People have to take it for what it is.
Jeff.
People make mistakes.
Jeff.
You know, it happens every day.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff, you bring up a point, and I do not know the answer to this. And you're saying something very confidently on the radio. I'm not sure you know the answer to this. When Juan Soto was struggling in San Diego, was he smiling? Was he shuffling? Or are you just saying it because you think it?
No, he was shuffling. He never stopped shuffling. He only stopped shuffling with the Mets.
Were you watching every Padre game in the second half of the 2022 season?
Evan, stop sugarcoating it, please.
Jeff. Yes, I genuinely don't know the answer. I'm asking you, were you watching every Padre game in the second half of the 22 season?
Okay. I'm asking this. Did you see his face yesterday when he answered when he was answering with the reporter?
Yeah.
This guy's heart is not in it, Evan. It's too much coincidence.
First of all, you don't know that. You're just saying it because you're a Yankee fan who wants to rub the salt in wounds right now. What I'm saying is I want to deal with facts. Mm. And so, Sean, I have a project for you.
Here we go.
Find the video of every Juan Soto at bat for his last year in San Diego.
Well, I wasn't going to say every at bat. But in all seriousness, because Jeff called up Sports Talk Radio and said something as if it was a fact. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to raise my hand and say, I don't know the answer. I don't know about Soto's kind of facial reactions, his shuffling. What was he doing when he struggled in the second half of 2022? And I have a dear friend who's a big Padre fan. I was going to text him, but the truth is he's probably not even going to remember. Like, I don't think, unless we go back and watch random at-bats from the 22 season, we actually know if Soto's demeanor changed while he was struggling for an entire season.
But you got to find those at-bats early when he wasn't hitting well. That's what you got to do.
So
see
I
if
have,
there's a comparison.
Yeah. I have a couple friends at the Padres radio network. I was going to text them.
I ask them. I don't know if they're going to remember because this is one of those things where, truthfully, we're looking into something in the first year of a 15-year contract.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know if the Padre fan, in the midst of that trade, was analyzing the smiles and the motions of his ass the way we would. So I definitely think you should ask them.
Yeah,
I think it's also a little bit different because I don't remember what the Padres' expectation was that year.
They gave up 800 prospects for him.
I know it was high, but was it what it is with the Mets?
It was very high.
I only say to ask them because
they had a loaded roster.
unlike us here in New York, the only thing they talk about day in and day out is the San Diego Padres because there's nothing else there.
All right.
So I would assume if he was not shuffling, I would assume it becomes a big story there,
so
right?
So ask the friends in San Diego. After they say they don't remember, I'll do the research myself tonight because I am curious. Like,
isn't one of our former program director or board Tiki, producers a program director?
Tiki,
out there?
Don't reveal some of the people I'm texting.
Okay,
here's the problem.
Yes,
in all seriousness, you can ask.
But
whoever,
I'm right about that.
Yes, 100%.
Right.
You can ask whoever the hell you want. The real way to find out, which you don't want to do, and that's fine. I'll do it tonight. Is you just got to watch random at bats because I don't think anybody remembers. And I'm going to look at it because I'm sick and tired of guys like Jeff making blanket statements like they know. We don't know. We know Soto struggled before the trade to San Diego, after the trade to San Diego, and then the following year he was fine. We know that happened. The numbers don't lie. What we don't know is if he reacted the same way he's reacting to this slow start, or is Jeff's hypothesis right? That his heart's not into it. He hates being a Met. He dreams of the day he can be traded back to the Yankees for Clark Schmidt. Like, right now, that's still fiction, but I am open-minded enough to know, okay, did his body language change when he struggled in San Diego? Instead of us just making crap up, which people love to do. So ask your friends. They're not going to know. And you know what? I'm so urgent to do this during the commercial breaks. I'm going to watch random Juan Soto at-bats from 2022. I have to.
We're asking, or Sean is asking.
Yeah, again, it's not going to do any good.
Okay.
So I'll watch. Because then no one remembers this stuff. I'm telling you.
He might remember.
Even when they say their answer, I'm not going to trust them. Sometimes you can't let...
He's New York trained. He'll remember.
You can't let a boy do a man's job. I'll take care of it. Don't even send a text message.
I'm already watching at bats. Will you relax?
Oh, you're watching at bats?
Yes, I'm pulling up here.
And why are you calling our friend a boy?
Who's a boy?
You're talking about... Oh, you're talking about Sean.
I'm talking about Sean, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm saying instead of doing it yourself, he needs to ask his friends. Come on.
Well, he wasn't watching the Padres.
That's what I'm saying. You got to watch it yourself. I don't trust anybody. Like,
I think
here's
Evan's
the world
missing
we live
the
in.
Fact that we reached out, or you reached out, Sean, to someone who actually covers the San Diego Padres.
Who and I'm has telling watched you, more pitches of Padre baseball than you could ever imagine.
And what I'm telling you is I don't trust anybody. Mm. Like, what I've learned in life is you just got to do stuff yourself. You got to look at it yourself. It's like booing Juan Soto. Remember when we thought Soto got booed or we weren't sure? And people would say...
At the Met game, not the Subway Series.
No, yes. At the Met game. And I would hear something, and then someone else would hear something. Like, everyone has different interpretations of what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like relying on people anymore. Doesn't mean they're lying or they're flawed. It just means you got to trust your own eyes. I was even about to say, if Sean's looking at old Soto at-bats, Tommy should go look over his shoulder. Because I don't trust Sean either.
Jeez, you're so hateful today, Evan.
It's not hateful. It's just I don't trust
just
anybody.
Get on the wrong side of the bed.
You know what? And we also shouldn't trust you, Evan.
What
you know
I
what
do?
The Kenorms? Yeah, first thing you say to me after, by the way, I lose a bet that I actually believed in the Mets for once. What a big hater I am. You say, oh, you're the one that says extreme things like, you know, trade Juan Soto. When I've never said that. So we shouldn't even trust what comes out of your mouth. You're lying about me.
What?
You lied about me 4 or 5 minutes
Sean
ago.
Sean never said trade Juan Soto.
No.
Oh, no, no. He
I'm
says
the
other.
I'm saying he'll probably get out of it and be fine.
He says other extreme things like the Mets are going wire to wire in the NL East. Let's go to Freddie in Springfield. What's up, Freddie?
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
What's up, man?
Good.
I got to tell you, you know, the Juan Soto thing, not hustling. First of all, Tiki.
Yeah.
Stealing a base is not hustling. I just got to get that out of the way.
You're right. You're right. And that's not what I'm saying, you know, Freddie. All I'm saying is Juan Soto, in his mind, is telling himself, oh, I've stolen 6 bases. I hustle. But he's missing the point. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, he is missing the point if that's what he's thinking. But you don't know if that's what he's thinking. But if that's it, then he's totally off.
I don't know how else he could say that he hustles. You know what I mean? Like
he's not going to admit it, especially after $800 million. He's not going to admit it.
Well, you know, Freddie, all that money. All that money's guaranteed, so it doesn't matter if he admits it or not.
He could admit it. Like one of the best answers he could have given last night, because you're always in a good spot when you die on the sword. Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor actually do a great job of dying on the sword.
Get it. It makes you forget it.
Yeah, well,
it makes you forgive it in the moment.
Yeah, look, we still want you to perform, but when Lindor makes a big error like he did earlier this season and says, this is on me, I need to be better,
we
all appreciate that honesty. Right. Now, we still say, hey, go make the play next time. Same thing with Pete. Pete makes the error on Sunday night against the Yankees, and what does he say? He says, the game's on me. We appreciate that. All Juan Soto needed to say was, I should have run the ball out, but hey, with a smile, I made up for it by stealing second base,
yes.
Which is exactly what I thought watching the game. Like, once he stole second base,
I was over him not running it out because the result had turned out to be the same.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.